Morning, pretty.
Good morning. So Adele had the most epic 30th birthday party ever. She decided to do a Titanic theme because she's obsessed with Titanic. She loves the movie. So imagine, you know, that scene where Kate Winslet, aka Rose, is dressed in that beautiful gown and she's standing at that wooden staircase and she comes down. She basically recreated that whole scene for her birthday party. Wore the same exact dress, looked exactly like Kate Winslet. They even recreated the whole party downstairs. Leonardo DiCaprio, Jack takes her downstairs to a party. They had the life vests on. It was really cool. You need to see the photos on our website.
Is it too early to do a remake of Titanic?
You can't. I feel like you can't touch it.
What's the sequel? They found it on the bottom of the sea and they raised it up.
You're seeing do the movie again with new people.
You know, yeah, they did Jumanji, they've done Jurassic Park.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay.
There would have to be a twist on the story. Like Jumanji, there was a twist on the original.
Well, hold on a second. It's based on a true story. You can't...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You can't twist it.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it would just be
the same film again with new people.
True,
it wouldn't really
work.
Moving on to Black Panther, talking about movies. Obviously, Black Panther, super successful, made over $1.3 billion worldwide and counting. And if you feel like you're having withdrawals from the film, don't worry. The DVD is out this week, and they've included a blooper reel. Super funny. Check it out on our website. I mean, these characters are super intense, so it's great to see them break out of it because they bust out into laughter.
I like seeing bloopers for funny movies, but I don't like them seeing them for the serious movies.
Why? I think it's cool.
I don't want to see the characters that are so real just be like, oh, they're acting. You know what I mean? Watching like Will Ferrell do it, I'm always for it. Or Ben Stiller, yeah.
Yeah.
But then seeing like the real movie, you broke my dream.
Movie magic.
Finally, Adidas CEO has spoken out about Kanye West.
Yeah, I mean, obviously with all the comments that he's been making, specifically the one about slavery where he said it was a choice, a lot of people are wondering, are they going to stick by the Yeezy company side? And this is what Adidas CEO Casper Rorsted told Bloomberg TV.
I haven't heard this audio, but I'm going to say 100% they're going to stick by him because they're making a lot of money. Let's have a listen.
Kanye has been and is a very important part of our strategy, and it's been a fantastic creator. And that's where I'm going to leave it. I'm not going to comment on every comment that he or somebody else are making. And that's where that's pretty much the party line at this stage.
Have you had any conversations within the business in the last 24 hours about dropping Kanye?
No.
Yeah, no chance.
They do
making a fortune from Kanye. Yeah. 7:44. Thanks, Pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
You need something to make you a move right now. Let's do Nicki Jam and J Balvin. X.